Bonjour les amis, welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica Tremonti.
Et je m'appelle Amaury Libert. Bonjour à tous.
We have a newbie lesson today. We're going to learn how to talk about time.
Well, make sure that you don't miss le dernier métro.
The last metro. Le dernier métro.
That's right.
You can hear that in the dialogue. We got a guy at a party. It's getting late and he's concerned about what?
Le dernier métro.
Here's the dialogue three times.
As soon as it's finished, we come back right afterwards.
And do the translation.
So here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
Hé hey, les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
À minuit.
Zut, il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais?
Reste avec nous.
Dialogue, second time.
Hé hey, les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
À minuit.
Zut, il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais?
Reste avec nous.
Dialogue, third time.
Hé hey, les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
À minuit.
Zut, il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais?
Reste avec nous.
Translation. Here it goes.
Hey les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
Hey friends, at what time is the last metro?
Hey les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
Hey guys, what time is the last metro?
Hey les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro? À minuit.
At midnight.
À minuit.
Midnight.
À minuit. Zut! Il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais?
Darn! It's a quarter past midnight. How do I do?
Zut! Il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais?
Gosh darn! It's 12:15. What do I do?
Zut! Il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais? Reste avec nous.
Stay with us.
Reste avec nous.
Stay with us.
Reste avec nous.
He just wanted an excuse to be able to stay at the party. Sounds like.
Yeah, he knew it probably.
Oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to rest avec you guys now, right?
It's too late.
All right, so the first thing he said, you should know what that means.
Hey, les amis.
Yeah, you guys are les amis of French Pod. Bonjour, les amis.
Big bunch of friends here in French Pod.
The friends, les amis. But you can also say that like, hey, guys. Hey, peeps.
Yeah. Hey, les amis. That's what it means. Hey, lads.
Now we learn how to ask what time something is. First, say the whole phrase.
À quelle heure est le dernier métro?
So let's start at the end. Now, how do you say metro?
Le métro.
So if you wanted to say the last metro.
Le dernier métro.
How do you say at?
À.
At which?
À quelle?
At which hour?
À quelle heure?
That's how you say what time.
That's right.
À quelle heure? So say the whole phrase now.
À quelle heure est le dernier métro?
À quelle heure est le dernier métro, Amri?
À minuit.
So let's practice the pronunciation of the word for midnight.
Minuit.
Minuit.
Yeah.
Could you just answer minuit to this question?
Non, à minuit.
Because the question was à quelle heure.
Exactement.
So the answer is à minuit.
That's right.
Okay. Zut. Darn.
What's wrong?
Zut. Do people still say this word? Zut. I mean, we all learned it from The Little Mermaid. Zut alors.
Mais oui. Yeah, we still say it. From time to time. There are other words, but this is what we still use.
There's swear words and then there's zut, which expresses the same sentiment, but it's more polite and nice.
Yeah, you can express your irritation.
Do people say zut alors, like in the movie?
No, we just say zut.
No one says alors after.
No, not really.
Okay, so Disney's trying to pervert our French. It's just zut. So why zut? What's the problem?
Il est minuit et quart.
Okay, so il est minuit. That's how you say it is midnight. Il est minuit, but il est minuit
et quart.
12:15, a quarter past.
Yeah.
It's the word for quarter, a fourth, mi et quart. So zut.
You missed it.
It's too bad.
Obviously, 15 minutes too.
So he's like,
comment je fais?
Literally, how I do. Which part of that is how?
Comment?
And then just say, I do.
Je fais.
Je fais.
Yeah, it's the simplest way to make a question here.
Yeah, let's learn it as one phrase.
Yeah. Comment je fais?
That really means how do I do this or what do I do now?
Yeah.
Comment je fais?
Help. So, Erica, if I tell you, I have to go home this weekend, but there's no flight. Comment je fais?
Do you have a bike? You can walk.
This is a good ami, you see? See what happens?
I'm trying to help you, Omri.
Yeah, I see that.
Trying to find a solution to an impossible problem. So you say this expression when it's you have a problem that's not so easy to solve.
Right,
but you can also say it when you want to try to figure out how to do something. So, for example, Omri, how do I turn on this air conditioner? Comment je fais?
Come on, Erica. It's easy. Just click on the button.
Oh, okay. What a good ami.
De rien.
So he's like, comment je fais? What's the big solution?
Reste avec nous.
Stay with us. So rester is the verb to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Reste. Don't go. Reste. With who?
Avec nous.
All right. So nous here means us.
Yeah.
So now we're going to listen to the dialogue 3 more times. Reste avec nous, because afterwards we're going to talk to you a little bit more.
Dialogue, first time.
Hé les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
À minuit.
Zut, il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais?
Reste avec nous.
Dialogue, second time.
Hé les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
À minuit.
Zut, il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais?
Reste avec nous.
Dialogue, third time.
Hé les amis, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
À minuit.
Zut, il est minuit et quart. Comment je fais?
Reste avec nous.
So we're back now. Let's start with the first sentence we had.
À quelle heure est le dernier métro?
Okay, let's play with that a little bit and do some variations.
Uh-huh.
For example, à quelle heure est the meeting?
À quelle heure est le bus?
À quelle heure est le train?
Mm-hmm.
But now we also learn how to say, what time is the last?
À quelle heure est le dernier bus?
Or à quelle heure est le dernier train?
And here we have, à quelle heure est le dernier métro?
Now let's look at this écart. If you want to say 15 past or a quarter after, we add écart after.
Il est minuit et quart.
So what's the opposite of minuit?
Midi.
And that's noon. Midi. Mm-hmm. So if you want to say it's 15 past noon.
Il est midi et quart.
Okay. So it sucks when you miss le dernier métro.
Zut!
Now we like to do a little tip for the newbies, a little language learning tip of the day.
All right.
It's very important for you to try to find à quelle heure is the best time for you to study. Everyone's a little different.
Yeah, and Eureka, à quelle heure is the best time for you to study?
I always found the best time, and this I think works for most people too, is right when you wake up and right when you go to bed. Even if you go to bed at minuit or after minuit, but you don't have to spend forever. You need to spend like 2 or 3 minutes reviewing some words,
mm-hmm.
and then you review them again as soon as you wake up. For some reason, at those times of the day, you just retain so much more. Now, let's do a little review. I want to know what time the last metro stops. So what do I say?
À quelle heure est le dernier métro?
À quelle heure does Dracula come out?
À minuit.
Are you sure it's not minuit et quart?
Non, à minuit, Erika.
Yeah, don't think it's minuit, Erika, because then you'll be like, zut, comment je fais now?
Get some garlic.
Or I could just rest at the house.
Mm-hmm. Avec nous. We're going to protect you, Erika.
Yeah. Okay, if you have any questions about this lesson or you want to practice talking about time, saying zut, come to Frenchpod.com where you can do all kinds of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. It would be interesting for us as well. À quelle heure you study the best?
Yeah, we'll start a discussion about that. Now we got to go.
Zut!
Don't worry, Amory. We'll be back tomorrow. So, reste avec nous.
Comment je fais, moi, without you?
You'll be okay, Amory. Don't worry. So, au revoir.
Bye. Au revoir.